Again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Continuing on this sort of how-to series of podcasts, it'll go for a while. I don't know, a couple, three more, and then I'll probably zing off in another direction. Eventually, I'll probably have 10 or 12 in this series, though, because my goal is to have a series of five-minute podcasts that if you listen to them end-to-end, you'd be able to do a podcast. And it seems like a cool thing. Anyway, when you listen to this, I am hoping that I can teach my server how to do this. I'll be in Winnipeg, because it'll be midweek, a couple of days after the 4th of July. And I'll be out there with the bugs and the mosquitoes and my podcasting gear, having a great old time. Anyway, this is sort of the first one in the sequenced series of how to do podcasts podcast. And I had a huge debate about where to start. I decided that I would start with the software, partly because that way you can today, right now, actually do something. And then the next thing you got to do is figure out your microphone, but it might take you a few days, and I'm a big immediate gratification kind of guy. So I decided, hey, software works, because you can go download this stuff right now and play around with it. And so the software I use is called Audacity, and the software I'm going to use for this series, I'm going to stick to Audacity. I have a bunch of other software that I use for different things, but the nice thing about Audacity is it runs on all the platforms. It runs on Mac and PC and Linux and so on, and it's also free, although I encourage you to donate to them because they did a great job, and they do a fabulous job of keeping the software up to date. So you got some work to do here, you betcha. You got to go out to sourceforge.net, sourceforge.net, and search for Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, or you can even Google for this. It'll come up on Google. It'll take you to the SourceForge site. And you got to download a copy of this software and put it on your machine, whatever it is, a Mac or a PC or a Linux box, whatever, and install it. And you don't have to, I know. And you know, I bet several of you don't. But for those of you who want to kind of tag along in this tutorial, this is very cool software and it's free. So anyway, task one is to get the thing installed. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it works. If it doesn't, send me email, mike@haven.com, and I'll try and help you figure out what's wrong. But I won't be back from Winnipeg until about the 12th of July. So if you write in the middle of next week when this is going to be on the air, I'll get to you, but I'm not going to be on the net while I'm up north, so I might be slow. Anyway, presuming you get it installed, let's also presume you don't have a mic, because that's coming, but I'm going to presume you don't. And so, you know, back to immediate gratification, we still want to record something, right? So just record this podcast. Great source material. Brilliant guy, that would be me, giving you the material, and you're free to use it, at least the voice part. I wouldn't use the music part, because the music in this podcast and all of these podcasts is licensed music, and you are allowed to play it, but I don't know that you're allowed to make another copy of it, so let's not go there. So anyway, to record the voice part of this podcast, first thing you do is you start up Audacity, presuming it's running on your machine, and hit the record button. It's up at the top. Don't worry about the fact that it's not recording anything. This is digital, and we can throw away all the stuff we don't like really easily later. Now that Audacity's recording, go over to whatever gizmo you use to play your podcasts, probably iTunes, and start playing my podcast. And then while it's playing, go back to Audacity and take a look at it, and it should have big, cool, blue, blobby gizmos that are scrolling across the screen. That means that you're recording and that it's working. And hopefully the blobby things are really wide. They get as wide as the little strips can go. That's a good sign. So record some of that. You can record the whole thing if you want, or just a few seconds. And when you feel like you're done, then turn off the podcast and then turn off the record button. Hit the yellow stop button up near the top on the screen. And ta-da! You have made, you are like a digital recording type person now. How about that? You can brag to all your friends. Now, I'm not going to talk at all in this podcast about what you can do with that, partly because I've run out of time, and partly because I'm going to do a lot of that later. But feel free to just goof around with Audacity and the stuff you've recorded and learn by doing. You can always, if you screw it all up, you can make it again, because you know how now, right? And that'll be it for this time. Next time, we're going to talk about acquiring a microphone. We're not actually going to do anything with it. I'm just going to talk about what kind they are and where you get them and how much they cost and stuff like that. Because mics are important to podcasting. They warrant their own little segment. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.